Charlotte officials are looking at selling or donating city-owned land as part of a campaign to spur construction of affordable housing. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
Last month, the city council adopted a new housing framework to push its affordable housing goals, and one tactic is to use city land. City Housing Director Pamela Weidman told council members Monday they have several options.
The sale of city-owned property for affordable home ownership, we have some opportunities there. We have some opportunity to purchase land for affordable housing. You all, if you choose, you'll have the opportunity to donate land.
The city also has asked developers to submit proposals to build on city-owned land. Weidman outlined several projects that will come up for votes at the council on October 8th. Selling a quarter acre at Parkwood Avenue in the Plaza to a developer in exchange for one unit, selling a third of an acre on Matheson Avenue for a project that would include one affordable unit, and selling 1.4 acres on Spencer Street for 59 townhomes, 10% of which must be affordable. All three projects would target those making less than 80% of the area median income, or about $59,000 a year for a family of four. The city would lose money on some of the land sales, but Weidman said,
what you're getting in exchange is really the opportunity for someone to live in an area of high opportunity, gain wealth, achieve economic mobility in that area of high opportunity.
The council also will vote October 8th whether to donate 9 acres it owns near the airport to Habitat for Humanity for 47 single-family affordable homes, and to acquire the 11-acre former Double Oaks Elementary School off Statesville Avenue that would be used later for affordable housing. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.